This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here are two short Lincoln quotes for you. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. And, as I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. When a man says he owes all that he is to his mother, a modern psychotherapist might want to respond, well, now then, let's get started on your therapy. Finding out what went wrong between you and your mother was Freud's idea of the start of all of a man's problems, that and your guilt towards your dad. But in the spiritual life, not the psychological life, coming to positive regard for your mother, or at least towards the sacred feminine, is a real goal. Most religions have a holy mother. Lincoln probably also meant that the genetic heritage of his mother was a source of his genius. But when Lincoln says, I owe it all that I am to my mother, he is a freed spirit, and he doesn't need psychotherapy. In the spiritual life of Lincoln, we move from thinking of him only in psychological terms. Lincoln's melancholy was not depression. It was spiritual and moral anguish. Lincoln is more than a psychologically integrated and mature person. He has a spiritual extra added attraction. His life with his good mothers, and he had two, takes him up to another level, to a vision of humanity without malice and of a people with charity for all. That vision takes us to the second short quote, as I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. His political spirit is right there. Just as he moves from psychology to spirituality, he moves from mere politics to the axiom of democracy, the law of equality. He would, he says, not want to be a slave. Once he said that he, as a boy, felt like a slave. But he didn't want to become a master. Unlike so many people who solve the oppression and abuse of their childhood by becoming oppressors and abusers, Lincoln turned to a love of democracy, where people would aim to be legally equal with each other, nobody by law above anyone else. For Lincoln, people were not pawns in a game. People were the game, you know, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Lincoln didn't just invent the idea of democracy, nor was he the first to see democracy as a spiritual path toward the religious goal of a commonwealth, a peaceable kingdom. Lincoln had ancestors who had a vision that the role of life was not to be the subject of a king, but a citizen of a community. Lincoln never knew this, but he had a great-great-great-great-grandfather, Samuel Lincoln, who came from Hingham, Massachusetts, in 1637, as a linen weaver, and he came from Hingham, England. Now, why the coincidence? Because the folk of this eastern England area called East Anglia were radical Protestants called by the dirty name Puritans. What was pure about these people was simply this. They wanted God, not a bishop. They wanted truth, not superstition. They wanted the Bible for themselves. And they wanted economic and political freedom from the king. This idea, a vision of equality before God, rather than submission before a king or bishop, traveled with the Lincolns and the thousands of Eastern English down through New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and then Kentucky and Illinois. The spiritual life of Lincoln seems to begin when we see him with his mother, but it began for him generations back in the beliefs of his Puritan people, beliefs that led him, as they can us, down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.